Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Right before we left, Bob kind of slid one under the door and said, did I tell you about my problem with my gas line? For those of you that don't know, Bob has a background as a mechanical contractor in a previous life. So I'm keenly interested in the gas line story. So I take it away, Bob.
I hear the bus backing up.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. Thanks for that, Scorpions, Brian. Love Winds of Change. We're going to get some Winds of Change on this segment.
Oh, no. Do not change the subject.
Okay, so I you know, between Standard Kitchens and Garrett's Appliance, I'm going to have a $2 million kitchen.
Right, right. For just a fraction of the cost.
I got it for way less. Yeah. So getting ready, 2 days ago, Garrett's brought out more of my appliances, and we moved the range. I got a Thermador, really cool range.
Oh, yeah. And, it's a cooking machine, baby.
So I had to totally rework my gas pipe. So I go down in the basement, and I have a drop ceiling in that portion, and I find what I think is the gas line. So up in the kitchen, I take out the stack coming up. It's like a four-footer coming up really high, which is weird. That's how the house was built. And the new one for that Thermador, you got to have it like within a 3-inch gap on the floor. So
right.
I got to bring it over and have it real small for the little knockout because the new ranges are tight. They slide them all the way back. You know the drill. Well, so I take the 4-foot rise out of the kitchen and I go down in the basement and put my pipe wrench on the remainder of it and start taking it off. And I pull it off and then another 4-foot section falls down. And I'm like, well, how's that work? And it won't come all the way down because there's something connected to it. Well, I had a flexible line on the dryer, which is right behind it in the next room.
Oh, yeah, right.
So,
right side, left side of the wall, right?
Yeah, there's like a 5-inch difference.
Right, that's a 2x4 wall.
But the other one,
wall.
I had to go into the bathroom to see.
Yeah.
And, wow. Yeah, so it was
so kind of... So were you filling the house with gas when you did that?
No,
you
the gas was shut off. I created another job.
Right.
And if you've ever done black pipe work in the basement in a joist, you'll know that pipe wrenches don't fit very well.
And it's dark.
Well, you can solve that, but the pipe wrench getting on the pipe up there, you got to use the little bitty one, and it's a son of a
bust
gun.
Bust your knuckles.
When I put them in 30 years ago, I wrenched the crap out of them.
Right.
So they did not want to come loose. And I had propane then, so I was afraid of, a gas leak.
Right.
So there's the how not to install a gas line.
Well, or just figure out which one you're grabbing. If, honey, I'm wiggling this one. Is this the right one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Honey wasn't there, though, was she? So
no.
This is Bob doing it on his own.
It's a solo deal.
I get it. We're dudes. We do that. Then you got to explain everything. If she's standing there helping you, you got all kind of splaining to do.
Right.
And it's just easier to just not do that.
And I am back in the HVAC business, of course. I work for Carrier. So if you need a furnace right now and you're cold, get a Carrier.
But word up, he's not in the installation business. So you're cool. You can trust him.
Yeah. Well, anybody can make a mistake, Randy.
I understand.
If you actually bother to try and do the work.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes, well, my team put your kitchen together, so no, they did.
We could talk about that.
Right, and thanks to Rob out in Ada at Standard Kitchens, he did a fabulous job of putting together Barbecue Bob's kitchen. I trusted him with it, and he did a fabulous job, so we're all
So
good.
Let's talk about grilled flank.
Yeah, let's do that.
But first of all, this is a juicy show, and that's because I bothered to stop and pick up some Petoskey Brewing Juicy. It's a New England style IPA. It tastes very much like the popular M43, but it's from Petoskey, an awesome legendary brewery up north that's been around about 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think of that?
These are fastly becoming my new favorite category.
It's easy.
These New England IPAs, they've just got a little more depth to them than a lot of the other just IPAs that are out there. And again, a lot of the IPAs get pretty hoppy. The New Englands tend to have that mellowed out a little
really
bit.
Really nice.
And they're a cloudy beer. And what you say, when you put this in a pint glass, it's a cloudy-looking And I don't really know why that is. I'd like to. We should talk to these guys.
Well, see, here at iHeart Studios, all they have is styrofoam cups, so I can't see the cloudiness.
But you can taste it, right? Yeah. It's a little thicker.
Tastes cloudy, and
it's got a frothy head, not a foamy head.
We live in West Michigan. It's cloudy all the time here,
right?
So Seattle on Lake Michigan. So grilled flank steak. Let's actually get to this stinking show here. Jeez. There's a book that I have here from my good friend Carl Stratoff, who bought me this for Christmas years ago. It's called Wood-Fired Cooking. The lady's name is Mary Carlin. I'm thinking we had her on years ago, and it's probably time to have her back. Maybe I'll call her and see if she can come back next week.
Well, you have an autographed copy.
Yeah. Well, this is it's called Wood-Fired Cooking, and this thing is this chick can really cook. I don't necessarily agree with everything she has in here, of course, like you don't with any cookbook, right?
Right.
It's always opinion. So you're going to vary, but you can take any one of these recipes and put your touch on it,
right?
If you have an ego problem, like some of us do. I'll admit
it. Can't just read it. I got to rewrite it.
Oh, that's not right. So anyway, this one's really cool. I'm going to post it on our website again. I think it's there. It's called...
it might not be there if you can't remember what it's called.
Wood-fired cooking. I don't know if we did post it. I don't think I did because I don't like to plagiarize, and I don't think she gave us permission. But I'm going to call her and see if we can't get this on the website. But it's just a wonderful way to do backstraps. And
so are we in venison again, or are you?
Yeah, she actually uses a flank steak. I like doing it with back straps because, I don't know, so many people look for ways to do their back straps that are unique and different. But basically, tell the folks how to make a back strap into a nice flat piece of meat.
Well, you can do it two ways. You can actually just cut little steaks off it. But what we typically do is we'll go down the length of it from one end to the other. And kind of my easiest visual on this is a jelly roll, right? You've seen a jelly roll with a little jelly between the rolls of the cake, and you're trying to do the same thing with this backstrap, is that you go down it lengthways, and then you start with – you need a sharp knife for this, okay? Because you don't need to do 9 saw cuts. You want to draw the knife through it, roll a little bit of it away, draw the knife through it again, and what you're going to do is you're going to flatten this thing out, and it's going to end up being rectangular if you had a full strap. And it'll be narrower at one end, as they always are, and thicker at the other. But at the end of the day, this thing is going to lay out like about the width of a sheet of paper. And I'm saying you cut it a half inch. Your first cut is a half inch, and you're trying to roll this thing out so it's a half inch thick. And then you've got this flat piece of meat, not pita meat, a flat piece of meat that you can work with.
So this recipe of hers is called grilled flank steak with red peppers and Fontina cheese. And basically, if you do what Jop says and take your backstrap and butterfly it is the term, you put some parsley, basil, some garlic, zest of lemon. This is the cool thing for venison. Breadcrumbs, red peppers, and some EVO. And then you roll it up and you tie it with butcher's twine. And there's also spinach leaves and Fontina cheese in there. You throw that baby on the fire, and I'm telling you, you have the most gorgeous display you'd ever want to serve.
Wow, cool. Coming up next, some things to grill from your fall kill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
When I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual.